I saw Star Wars.
I saw Star Wars.
I saw those Star Boys flying out and about. I saw the new Star Boys. There was a couple of the olds. It was pretty big.
How many earrings was Harrison Ford wearing?
He was wearing like 4 or 5.
Damn.
Yeah, they actually had a scene where they went to Eclair's.
Oh, wow.
And just picked out a couple. John Boyega did not look comfortable with it because, you know, he's kind of that class of actor, not really into product placement.
Yeah.
But, you know, Disney, Eclair's, there's a fundamental connection there. They're, you know.
It's a good brand synergy there.
Yeah. It's like Dairy Queen and...
John Cougar Mellencamp? Okay.
Orange Julius.
I thought you were going to say Dairy Queen.
What does John Cougar Mellencamp have to do with Dairy Queen?
The song Jack and Diane. Sucking on chili dogs outside the Dairy Queen. Or wait, that's Tasty Freeze. Oh, who?
I thought he was married to the Dairy Queen, and he, in fact, was the Dairy King.
Oh, the Dairy King himself.
Does he ever wage war with the Parrot Heads? The Dairy People?
The Dairy People and the Parrot Heads. I thought the Dairy Queen was actually the cowgirl from that one chapter of Monster Musume.
That's true. No, she's just some buxom cow woman.
Cow woman.
Cow woman. Demon woman. No.
Hey, save a horse, ride a cow woman.
I'm pretty sure the monster girls aren't demons.
There's one that's a demon, at least.
I don't think they're religious creations. I don't know. But the Dullahan does have powers over life and death.
I mean, there's that devil girl, remember? There's the devil.
I think she just looked devilish. I mean, like, you know, Western... Are you saying the Jersey Devil is literally just a devil from
Yeah, the classic PlayStation 1 video game character. True. Jersey Devil.
It's no Ty the Tasmanian Tiger on the GameCube.
No, I think I get what you're saying. It's kind of like a Nightcrawler or his dad, Azazel or whatever, that are those mutants that look like devils, but they're not.
Oh, I thought... Is Mystique Nightcrawler's dad? Because that wasn't one of the
cartoons. No. That was originally what it was supposed to be, Originally, Nightcrawler was supposed to be the child of Mystique and her lesbian lover, Destiny, and Mystique took the form of a man to impregnate Destiny. However, in the comics wouldn't allow that at the time, so instead they made...
That's one of my exact fetishes, so I understand.
What they eventually did is they said that it was Mystique and then this red demon guy... It was a mutant that looks like a devil.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the guy that was in X-Men First Class. And also, I think at one point he got sent to hell and they tried to break out. And like they had to go to heaven and take Nightcrawler back because Nightcrawler died while teleporting somebody to Genosha or some fucking bullshit. I don't know.
Genosha?
It's stupid. They teleported to heaven and got Nightcrawler back. It's dumb. It's really fucking dumb. And he was in heaven because he's Catholic, you know.
The scene where they went to heaven, to Christian heaven in Star Wars, was pretty good, actually.
CGI
was really good. They really brought it.
They wouldn't let Chewbacca in, though,
Yeah, that was pretty sad. But they met Christian God, and he was cool with it.
I heard that there's a sign that's like, no dogs allowed, and then Chewbacca couldn't get it.
and then they looked at the camera and said, fuck you, Don Bluth. Woo!
I really hate this wooing. You can't do this anymore.
That's my new catchphrase. People love it.
No, they don't. They hate it, actually.
Well, they would.
At least
know.
I do.
Well, they don't know what's good and what's bad, and I do. Which
I
they
know
don't.
It's everything's good and bad.
I saw the Star Wars movie, so I'm a tastemaker. Fuck you.
So, what did you think about it? You like that BB-8?
Overall, I liked it. I like BB-8. He was very sexy.
He kind of looks like a boob.
I had one big problem, though.
What was your big problem with it?
I thought the stormtroopers. Blasters kind of look like children's toys, and it pissed me off so bad, and now it's pissing me off so bad. I'm giving retroactively an F. They just look so fake. Those aren't guns.
You know they are laser guns, right? Like they're not actual guns.
No, but Han Solo's gun looks like a real laser gun, and theirs don't. They look like fucking Nerf shotguns or some shit.
Now, what if they actually shot Nerf shotguns? That might be kind of cool.
They'd have to aim really well, because they'd have to get down your throat, and then the Nerf would soak up, you know...
Like a tampon.
Yeah, like
it
a tampon.
It would soak up all your bodily
fluids
and
dehydrate
you.
Tampon blasters.
Ooh, a tampon blaster sounds cool.
The infinite imagination of J.J. Abrams presents the tampon
gun. Well, see, the cool thing about a tampon gun is you can have a gun that shoots a bullet, and then it shoots a tampon into the bullet wound afterwards, which is actually counterproductive because a tampon and a bullet wound is actually a good way to stop bleeding.
That's true.
Yeah.
This sounds like something Jim Carrey's The Mask would do. Also, did you know Jim Carrey's The Mask is going to be, is in the second movie?
Yeah, I heard at the very end, Kylo Ren turns to face his Sith overlord, and he lifts up his hood and goes, "Smokin'!"
Smokin'! Yeah.
Somebody stop me! Yeah, he does that. He does that bullshit.
Drew Barrymore's there too. I love that they're trying to incorporate the entire Jim Carrey verse into the Star Wars universe, because they've been kind of kissing and flirting with each other, and I'm just glad they're finally making it.
So how is the Ace Ventura Pet Detective universe fitting into this?
For one thing, he insults a transgender person in a very offensive and mean-spirited way.
Sounds like Ace Ventura Pet Detective, all right.
It's really...
very problematic.
He calls them out. It's really disturbing and gross.
It's very gross. But does he talk out of his butt in a funny way? That's what I come to expect. Besides the horrible bigotry from Ace Ventura Pet Detective.
I love the great character study that they really brought with Ace Ventura, what it really means to be transphobic.
What it really means to be a real piece of shit that also talks out of his butt sometimes. It also talks to animals.
Yeah. Does he? I don't think he talks to animals. I just
wait,
think
he, oh, wait, yeah. One. I guess he doesn't talk to animals. He's just a detective.
You asshole?
What?
I think
maybe the cartoon he talks to animals. There's a cartoon.
Isn't it funny that all I can remember about Ace Ventura Pet Detective is that he was transphobic?
I mean, that's kind of a big deal about that movie because it's... it's really fucked up watching it again in 2015.
Yeah, it is pretty bad.
God damn it, Ace Ventura.
God damn it, Ace Ventura.
You really are talking at your ass.
Speaking of fucking it, welcome to Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza and Star Wars podcast on the planet. Like, actually, when I think about it, we're the number one independent Sonic and Pizza podcast. Pretty low on the Star Wars charts, all things considered. However,
all things considered,
all things considered, the number one Star Wars podcast,
of course.
but no, I am the Russ Man, aka Russ Walsh, aka Chowder Boy. With me, as always, is my main man, my best bud, the guy who's always killing it and bringing it. Man alive, is there anybody with as big a heart as him? It's, as you all know, the Froob guy. Hey, everybody, it's me, the Froob guy.
Oh, wow. Hey, Fruit Guy. What's up? Are you going to see Star Wars, too?
Oh, and Alan's here, too. Yeah, I'll go see a Star War. Yeah, it's called... I'll go see a Star War. And by Star, I mean TIE Fighter on the PC. I don't watch any of this new garbage. EU for life, biznitches.
How do you feel about Jizz?
I like Jizz. He's a good player. What's his full name again?
You fucked up, you motherfucker. You're a fake Star Wars boy. Jizz is a musical genre, you motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I thought... Isn't there a guy named Urzlog Jizz or something?
No, I think there's, like, Urzlog something in his Intergalactic Jizz Whalers. Or something bullshit like that.
Well, I guess I gotta go. The Marlin's gonna poke me in the butt and take me
with
away.
With a lightsaber.
Woo!
Yeah.
Whoosh! It's funny because at first he died because the Marlin put it up his butt, but now he actually uses it as a convenient form of travel.
It's kind of like whenever like that cane from like appears from like stage and like drags somebody off stage, it's a Marlin.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Kane and Lynch Deadman. It's like when somebody comes on with a copy of Kane and Lynch.
When somebody kicks you off your website because you gave Kane and Lynch a bad score.
Anyway, that was the reference I was going for. I'm just not a lazy person who thinks video game references are jokes. Anyway, Alan, huge week. Star Wars stuff always. But first, let's go into Hog... What is it called? Like Quillheads Talk Wars, personally. And
so we're just going to talk about our favorite wars. I think the Gulf War was actually good.
My favorite one is the Star War. Because it's got all of my favorite elements. It's got death. But it's also got a sword in it. And it's got Alec Guinness.
Is the sword made of light? Or like lasers?
Oh shit, that's made out of light? I just thought the lighting crew was not good at their jobs. And
you thought it was just really bad CGI.
But yeah, CGI. Late 1970s CGI, right?
Isn't Benedict Cumberbatch in this movie or something?
I don't think he is.
I thought he was the voice of like Kylo Ren or something.
No, he's not. Shut up. My other favorite war, Aztec Warfare.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which didn't happen this week.
No, that was a couple weeks
Lucha
ago.
In Lucha Underground. That was an earlier episode. And a much better episode. That's not true. This episode had some good stuff in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was good. I feel like things have just kind of been a little slow.
We peaked. We peaked at Aztec Warfare, and it's just been sort of a slow kind of ramp down. It's like the, like you need like a little bit of a chill down thing, like in a hot dubstep song. Ugh. After you need a little bit of a break to chill.
You know, I need that drop.
Woo! Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the equivalent.
Like popped
of our
a Molly,
drop.
I'm sweating.
Have a glass of water though; you might get dehydrated.
Thank you.
But
anyway, Lucha Underground this week.
Mm-hmm.
So the first match was probably the most interesting match, I guess. I think that's probably safe to say. So it was Escarlata Pimpinella and Masquerita Sagrada, and they were fighting three people, which doesn't seem fair if you ask me. It was Cortez, Bale, and Cisco, right?
Right.
Yeah, so I think it was like Masquerita Sagrada and Pimpinella were like tagging in and out. But like these three dudes were like at all like kind of in the ring all the time.
They were fucking with the ref the whole time, keeping his eyes off the important stuff. And frankly, I found it very mean, very rude.
Mm-hmm. They were cheating.
It seems like these three guys they don't get the love of the sport, and they're just in it for the money. And for me personally, as somebody who's never made money on anything that he loves in his entire life, I find that incredibly tragic.
Yeah, it's
understandable.
It's sad.
Actually, I'm on their team, actually. Anyway, so Big Rick steps out as a big fatty cigar. You know, we've all fallen in love with the legend, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Big
Wrong.
Rick. Do you think he had to kill the Rick to get that title? Do you think Lyndon Johnson awarded him a title of Big Rick? You're above even the Rick.
Yeah, Dario B. Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Gave him that himself. Get to fight the end in a turnbuckle, the pile driver or something. I don't know. Anyway,
so he showed
Big
up.
Rip steps out, takes the victory from his boys. You know, Cisco, Mr. Cisco, of course. I apologize,
Mr. Cisco. Please.
Do you think there's a Miss Cisco who's just like the same thing, but like a Mrs. Pac-Man?
Do you think
like,
Mr. Cisco is like, please call me Cisco? Mr. Cisco lives in Florida.
What do you think Mr. Cisco does?
I think he's an accountant.
Yeah, but a cheating accountant.
Yeah, look, he's pile driving all of his clients.
With
and stomping on them.
How does accounting work again? I don't know how money
Well, there's
works.
Definitely a ref. It's called the government.
The IRS?
Mm-hmm.
Called Sometimes Barack I worry Hussein when Obama. When I'm talking about the IRS, I might be saying the Irish...
I was about to, say, are you about to say the IRA or whatever it is? No, but I'm talking about a Roth IRA, which is a money thing.
We'll get more to that in the Robin minute. No, I'm joking.
Probably not.
No, probably not.
I don't actually know what's going on in Ireland. I think it's just people saying bench all the time and talking about gay anime boys.
What if Robin joined ISIS?
What if she did? That'd be cool, actually.
That'd be funny. Her boys, radical boys.
We're not allowed to talk about Robin outside of the Robin Minute.
That's true. I apologize. I'm draining from our most popular segment. Where was we?
Yeah. So
where was
so,
we? Yeah.
So Big Rick comes out in there, and he says, "I have a message to everybody. I will stop anybody. I will stomp on any of you motherfuckers that get in the way of me and that belt." He starts showboating, and at that point, Cisco, Cortez, and Bale all just, they knock Big Rick to the ground, and they just start stomping on him and beating the shit out of him, because they realize he's not loyal, he doesn't care about them.
This guy's mercenary.
They're mercenaries, they're whoever pays them the most, which in this case was Dario, I think. And they take Big Rick's cigar and then burn his face with it?
Yeah.
And I don't know if they put out his eye with it or what, but...
Yeah.
It's
the exhaust from the pistol, not the pistol itself. Alan.
Yeah, it's exhaust from the pistol that messed up his eye. Yeah. He has to have wear an eye patch.
Quato demands wet work, and we will deliver. What is it? What is that line again?
I forget.
Yeah, who cares? You two fell in love with the Big Rick. Yeah, so Big Rick got his ass put on the ground. El Mariachi Jr.? What was his name?
Yeah, it was like El Mar- it was Mariachi Loco fought Sexy Star.
El Mariachi Loco fought Sexy Star.
So he
kept flirting, he kept showbutting.
He's this horny restaurant man that, like, apparently just came from a restaurant down the street and, like, trained himself. And he apparently after each match asks for tips because he just wants money. And he was just trying to flirt with Sexy Star. He was grinding up on her ass and, like, blowing kisses and stuff. And he was just a real horny man.
You know what would make a good matchup?
What?
El Mariachi Loco versus El Pentagon Jr. Because, yeah. Because the fact of the matter is, all one wants is respect, and all the other one has not is no respect. He has no fucking respect for himself.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants that fucking paper chase. You know what I mean?
He wants that paper chase. He wants that fucking pussy. He's just trying to fuck all the time.
He's kind of a little bit of a hedonist.
He's just kind of like, he's just so fucking horny, yo.
Yeah, he's just so fucking horny. Listen, I understand. My ex Sexy Star. My Exy Star.
Exy Star. Her. Etsy
I left
Star.
Her for an internet
oh,
show.
Etsy Star. I love Etsy Star. She's always knitting those cool luchador masks.
Handcrafted with sequins. Mm-hmm. Hand press sequins. Yeah, she's great. Why did I leave her? I'm lonely.
What were you going to say? Pentagon Jr. Mariachi Loco.
Pentagon Loco. Anyway, they would make a great matchup in terms of ideals and values. It would just be great Mortal Kombat.
I'd just to see them debate, maybe. Just talk. Yeah. Just talk their problems out.
How about Debate Underground instead of Lucha Underground?
That'd be pretty cool.
15-year-olds getting mad at each other over taxes.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so Sexy Star so
beat
the hell out of
this. Occasionally
a
sexy woman in a PVC suit will, like, leer at them. Yeah.
Anyway, that some lady will be hiding up in the rafters staring at them.
Oh, this week she was in the crew.
She was in the crew. She was wearing this mysterious lady who's just been lurking around, had a Lucha Underground crew shirt on this time, and she was just standing there watching Pentagon Jr. So Sexy Star won, of course, and she's an inspiration to women everywhere, because all women can be sexy. All women can be stars. That's what Vampiro told me.
We forgot to talk about Matt Stryker kept haranguing friggin' Vampiro for not having a master's, and I was like, come on, you know, the educational system's fucked up. Vampiro, you know,
and really a master's is kind of a master's is kind of a weird degree to have anyway.
Seriously.
Depends on what you have a master's in.
Yeah.
I don't know, you got your MBA or something. Matt, I don't know.
Vampiro has an MFA, a master of fine
fighting arts. Master of fighting arts.
Master of fighting arts, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Master of fine attacks too.
Yeah. So anyway, the next match was Superfly versus Pentagon Jr.
Pentagon Jr. Oh, we forgot to talk how swag he looked earlier when he stepped out of that fucking car.
That was
in
pretty
the
baller.
Suit and the mask. Oh man. The Mato himself.
It is Mato written on the back of his weird.
Jersey?
I don't know why.
Jersey karate
tunic.
Tunic. Yeah.
His wrestle jumpsuit.
Oh man, he used the ancient power of the samurai, and no matter how you know high Superfly could fly, it wasn't enough because he came crashing to the fucking ground. Skaoosh. Boom, mm-hmm. Baby, woo!
And then Pentagon Jr. grabbed the mic and shouted at us.
Yeah,
I can't really remember exactly what he was saying, just about like something about Chavo, or he's like, "I demand respect."
Apparently he has a new ally, which we don't know yet. Well, people who actually watched all of season one know who it is, but we don't yet.
I wonder who it could be.
Oh man, what if it's Skullface? I don't know. I'm kind of.
What if it's Godzilla?
What if it is Godzilla? What if Godzilla is wearing his Nikes and he had Pentagon Jr. out dunk a giant Charles Barkley? Think about
cool.
that. Put that in your headspace for a
anyway.
Minute.
Anyway. And then the last match.
Hey, you fucking pervert. Get your pervert fantasy out of there and think about Pentagon Jr. teaming up with Giant Godzilla, Charles Barkley. Who would team up with Charles Barkley in this situation? King Ghidorah?
Yeah, King Ghidorah.
Could King
yeah.
Ghidorah juggle?
Probably.
Like,
dribble?
He can't dribble.
Oh, juggle. Okay, well.
Like, like, what could he do? Like, well, I guess what I'm trying to say, like, could he put it between his heads and it would count as a pass?
Probably. I think that's, yeah, he could do that and just walk around, and that wouldn't be traveling, I think.
God damn it.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
There's no rule about that at the base, the baseball books.
I'll allow it.
Dude, they play baseball, right? Charles Barkley played baseball.
Yeah, Charles Barkley, the famous baseball man. I can't
talk. I'm such a marble mouth today.
Yeah, it's Charles Barkley. Shut up and slam. Shut up and
go to Denny's.
Shut up and eat this Grand Slam guidance.
Sad part is the fucking Denny's Twitter account's probably made that joke already.
Yeah, and they in between talking about, like, hey, which Nature Valley granola bar do you want? Does Monty know
who runs that? We should see if we can get her on the podcast, if she's still around.
Probably. Monty probably knows the person. Hey, here's something Monty was... Let's just take a bit of a side... a diversion here. Let's
talk wars personally.
Yeah, this is a little bit personal. Monty reminded me today of... Remember that time Hell Homer, famous weird Twitter man, got a pizza thrown on him in 2012?
I don't know. What was that again?
Do you not remember?
I actively avoided Hell Homer. I don't know why I singled him out as the annoying, weird Twitter person.
I don't know. But
I didn't think he was very funny.
Yeah, go to Monty's Twitter page right now. There was a time in 2012 when I guess he was working for Domino's or something, and somebody just threw a pizza on him.
Pizza martyr?
I don't know. He got assaulted with a pizza. I think he got burned by it, too. But the idea of getting attacked by a pizza is something I can't stop thinking about all day today.
Pervert. Probably sounds nice to you, huh?
Yeah, actually, I'd like to get burned by pizza. What if that's what happened to Skullface? Somebody
flogs you with a hot, greasy pizza.
What if that's what happened to Skullface? He got all his face skin burned off.
Torn from his elders. He was forced to eat his enemy's pie.
Pizza Hut.
What if Skullface was from Chicago and he got taken to New York and was forced to eat Brooklyn style? Then what if he's truly torn from his elders? Did you know gaming? Pizza truly a virus? No, I mean the PBS Idea Channel. God damn it.
You know gaming could do this too, I guess.
We should release this as a bonus episode.
Yeah, for our dedicated listeners.
Yeah, because I don't want people to think this is a real episode, because I'm doing so bad. I'm doing so fucking bad tonight.
You're really fucking it up, Russ.
Anyway, the episode of Lucha Underground ended with...
King Cuerno and Drago.
Drago, King Cuerno won. It's kind of boring. It's kind of been a boring We've seen these matchup.
Motherfuckers fight like 10 times already. Like, we get it. And
their skills are pretty much the same against each other. Like, there's not a lot of variation. I feel like I saw the same thing over and over again, which is jumping from high places on each other.
Yeah.
Definitely a low point for the Lucha Underground
The one
series.
Cool thing is at the end, King Cuerno put the deer head on top of Drago.
That's true. Yeah. Because he knew he was humiliating Drago by revealing the truth about how Drago was feeling that moment, which was he was horny, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. He was going stag then.
Yeah, anyway. He was going buck wild.
Yeah, going buck wild. Can you say that for me, but more in a more sexual tone?
He was going buck wild.
Speaking of buck wild, it's our most popular segment, the Robin Minute.
Whoa.
Yeah, every week we chat up our friend Robin, mm-hmm. what she's been up to, what we've been up to in the relation with Robin, you know, how things are going up or if they're going down, and we just try to get to the bottom of what's happening in Robin culture. So,
Robin culture. I've been meaning to tell you, you've been appropriating Robin culture too much, Russ. You've been saying bench and talking about your boys.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, you know what? I'm married to a Robin, so I'm allowed to say whatever I want.
That doesn't give you a pass.
I could say the bin word, which is Robin, the bench.
God damn it. Has she made the bench that stole Christmas joke yet?
That's pretty good. No, we'll tweet at her later about it.
Ugh, God.
Anyway, so starting in 3, 2, 1, we're gonna get this segment going. So okay, 3, 2, 1, go. This is the Robin Minute, Alan. What Robin stuff has been happening to you this week?
Oh boy.
You're really yawning?
Yeah, I'm really yawning.
The segment really takes a lot out of you. It's just
a
minute.
It takes a lot out of me, yeah.
This is kind of like our sprint, though, because this is our highest quality content.
I mean, yeah, we got to cram a lot into this minute. I sent Robin a picture of a snake, and she thought it was cute. It was like, hey, look at this cool snake.
Was it a good-looking snake?
Yeah, it was a cute snake.
Was it a punished venom snake?
No, it was just like a viper. It was orange. Oh.
Well, god damn it.
My
favorite
Fallout.
Snake is a solid snake.
Really?
Solid snake, if you ask me, baby.
Woo. Not naked snake?
Not naked snake. I'm a weirdo. I'm a clothed guy. I like clothed snakes that are solid.
Solid, all right, huh?
What about a snake wearing a little sweater? Would that be cute?
That'd be cool. Would it have armholes that didn't really go to anything, or what?
Maybe, I don't know.
Or it'd just be like a tube.
Do you hear that?
Well,
we talked about snake sweaters. You'll hear about it on Kickstarter lately. How are your Beach Queen Kickstarters, by the way?
Pretty good. I've already shipped everything out to backers.
What about me?
What, you didn't get yours?
No, I didn't get mine.
Yeah, make sure you typed in your correct address information into the Kickstarter pledge portal.
I put in 1122 Boogie Woogie Avenue.
Hoo boy. Yeah, that's not a real address, Russ. I don't know where that went to. You know what's ironic is that all the snake talk, there's no snakes in Ireland.
That's true.
That's the one place they can't have snakes.
Do you think Robin ever gets mad at I'm going to say Saint, I was about to say Saint Peter,
Saint Patrick.
But he had a bird.
It's Saint Patrick.
Yeah, Saint Patrick, you know me of little faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know me. Out of all of you know what starts the most wars, Alan? Religion. And you know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because all these fucking saints are running their goddamn snakes into other countries and riling each other up.
Now, consider this, Russ. A Monster Musume spinoff that's about a Lamia girl that lives in Ireland.
In Dublin?
Sure, yeah, it's Ulysses. Let's go with that.
What's her name?
What's an Irish name?
Are you gonna say Robin? Is that the
no.
only Irish fucking name you know?
I don't actually know any Irish people besides Robin.
I know a couple, but most.
I mean, I know a handful, but they're all Robin's friends.
Shoot.
I'll come up with something.
Is
we'll
ISIS
it.
One?
Sure. Yeah, ISIS. It's a
ISIS
snake girl named ISIS.
And she's just a gamer like you and me.
She loves
to
game.
Do the do.
She's a Call of Duty fan.
She's a Call of Duty fan. You know, you're just turning. You literally don't know anything about Ireland except Robin at this point.
Pretty much, she's like Call of Duty. She loves Fallout and Gundam.
You
Boys?
Ever watch Secret of the Kells? It's like that.
Secret of Kel Mitchell.
What? They all love engraving books. They love knights fighting.
They love
snails.
Kissing that Blarney Stone.
They do love kissing Blarney Stones.
Really kiss that Blarney Stone.
There's not a lot of stuff to kiss there, though. You know.
Let me go to the Giant's Causeway.
Yeah, they love.
Tell me about Finn McCool.
Do you know about the one museum where you go through the ride about whiskey and there's a ghost boy who tells you about it?
Who, a ghost boy?
The whiskey ghost boy.
Whiskey ghost. What the hell? What's his deal?
Take a fucktron. He's just horny for whiskey.
I mean, that's relatable. Same.
I feel like every okay. So if the mascot for whiskey is a little scary ghost boy, what's like the mascot for like tequila and vodka and
They're all ghosts. They're all ghosts, really.
Yeah, I know. Is it like a?
Because it's that's why they're called spiritus liquors, you dipshit.
Do you think the this is gonna sound bad? Do you think that the Taco Bell dog died?
And he's the mascot
and he
for tequila
the ghost
now.
Of tequila. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. That makes sense.
Is that offensive?
It's not any more offensive than Monty telling me that I like The Matrix because I'm Mexican, so sure.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know what that has to do with anything either, but he just keeps... Every time he gets drunk, he calls me to remind me that.
The last time
he got drunk, he called me at 1:30 a.m. and said, hey, what if Keanu Reeves said, ay caramba, and then he hung up. Or no, I hung up on him.
Maybe Keanu Reeves is a big Bart Simpson fan. I don't know. I didn't watch John Wick.
Do you think John Wick is about him? Like he has to go take revenge on these
John
people because they
ISIS. I mean, that's a joke you could make.
That is a joke that I'm surprised Monty hasn't already made. What if John Wick had to go on that crazy rampage because they destroyed his Simpsons Sing the Blues CD?
What's the other Simpsons one? What's the Simpsons Hits? What is the other one? The Yellow Album.
The Yellow, yeah, it's a Yellow Album. I can't listen to Moan and Lisa Blues anymore. What are we gonna do?
Oh boy, can't listen to do the Bartman on the Yellow Album.
God damn it.
Speaking of the Bartman, I'm presuming Bart likes pizza. Domino's goes our freshest, hottest slice of content. Ellen, what was your pizza loadout this week?
So I went back to, before I went home for Christmas break, I went to DP Dough and I ordered two more calzones, one of which I've had before and one of which was a new one. So the one I had before was the chicken parmesan. Which is just breaded chicken, Parmesan cheese, mozzarella cheese, and then unlike the other calzones, it has marinara sauce inside of it. So typically the DP Dough calzones have marinara sauce on the side.
If they wanted a corny name for for this particular calzone, they could tie it in with the Punisher and make it the Parmesaner Warzone. How do you feel about that?
That would be very weird to do, but they do have a Twilight Zone one, so that wouldn't be that surprising, I guess.
Hey, the Punisher's coming back in the next season of Daredevil.
Okay, I guess.
I like the Punisher. Shut up.
How about this? How about we get something for this fucking Killgrave guy that everybody's talking about on Jessica Jones?
That's true.
Give me a purple calzone.
the purple calzone.
Yeah.
It controls you through
pheromones, I guess. I don't know what you're
called. Is it a pheromone? Have you watched Jessica Jones yet?
No, but I know about the purple man from Marvel Comics.
Yeah. You just don't like things that with the letter J in it. You don't like alliteration, especially.
That's why I can't ever jack off, actually.
You do not like J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh, I hate J. Jonah Jameson. I hate alliteration.
Why does he hate Spider-Man so much? He's my friend.
Spider-Man's my friend.
He's the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's his whole thing.
J. Jonah Jameson, you're on my shit list. Hey, we haven't put anybody on this shit list in a while. The Hogcast shit list. J. Jonah Jameson, you fuck.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons. Fucking mustache. I hate his fucking Hitler mustache. Get out of here, piece of shit.
Stop telling Miles Teller what to do in a mean way on Whiplash. Or do, I don't know.
Fuck. What the hell? Remember that time he married Aunt May?
That's true.
Remember that time... Dr. Octopus, you know, married Aunt May?
Were you sad when you went to Whiplash and there was no BDSM in it?
Yeah,
but there was
much.
Kind of doming, but it was doming for jazz. Ugh, gross.
Gugh.
Jazz dom.
Jazz dom. See, the cool thing about jazz dom is it's about the hits they don't make on you.
Jazz doming.
Yeah.
That's your new dom style. It's the new fin dom. It's jazz dom.
Jazz dom.
It's highly improvisational doming.
Mm-hmm. It's just sometimes you just get into like a crazy like 3-hour long dom sesh.
See, that's
they're smacking
real
me with like
genre.
Trumpets and stuff. Miles Davis is there.
Do you swim in the sea of trumpets? Are you a big dom boy or a little dom boy?
Listen to my favorite album, The Birth of Dom. Birth of Cool. Or whatever the fucking Miles...
Anyway,
whatever.
Charles Mingus. I know jazz. I'm a smart guy. I know fucking jazz. What's
Mingus?
Your second pizza?
Mingus from...
Mingus.
From,
no,
oh,
Mingus.
I thought you meant Mingus from Boy Meets World.
No. God. No, fuck you.
Fuck off. So the chicken parmesan is pretty good. You know, it's... I like the sauces inside of it. They could
or the
really
Parmesan or Warzone, as I...
What?
Know
yeah,
it.
That's why we started talking about Marvel, huh? And then the other one was the End Zone, which is, I don't know, it's called the End Zone. It's really a Philly cheesesteak calzone. So it has...
Maybe they're big Philly fanatics. I know that's big, baseball.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea why it's a football thing. Eagles, I guess, is the Philadelphia football team?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, it's pretty much exactly what you'd expect for a Philly cheesesteak one. It's
is it
sliced
cheese whiz?
Steak. No, no cheese whiz. It's mozzarella cheese, sliced... You know, steak, green peppers, sauce, marinara sauce on the side. And they actually put a sizable amount of steak in it. I guess maybe my only complaint with this one is there's almost too much steak and not enough cheese. I would have liked more cheese in it. But it was pretty good.
Is there any bell pepper in there? Or?
Oh, yeah, green peppers. Yeah, green bell peppers, yeah.
Good. Yeah, it sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's exactly what you'd expect for a Philly cheesesteak. And the marinara sauce on the side went good with it.
Do you like Philly cheesesteak with marinara? Because the one time I had the Philly cheesesteak from Domino's, I was not a big fan, actually. I was kind of like, next time I get that, I'd probably just do red sauce.
No, I have the Philly cheesesteak from Domino's pretty often, actually. And I like it. I like it with the white sauce. I think it's okay.
The red, it's too blandy bland.
Well, I'll tell you what. I ordered that calzone earlier, and I was going to save this. But I sometimes put the Philly cheese, the steak from the Philly cheesesteak, the sliced, you know, steak. Uh-huh. That's a good topping by itself on other pizzas. So I'll tell you what I ordered later next week. But
ooh,
it's pretty good.
I finished the semester of school.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to award myself, so I went to my boys at Domino's and I splurged and got myself the $6 items.
Ooh.
And I got myself a specialty chicken, and I got nice. It was a barbecue with chicken and bacon.
Isn't it like the Memphis chicken and bacon, something like that, barbecue?
No, it was a two topping, so it was a chicken and bacon. I would
have
liked
to add
more.
Did you know that you can do more than two toppings and they just like add it on as like
a dollar? Oh yeah, that's actually what happened, because I think the barbecue sauce is a topping, maybe? I don't know. I got charged an extra dollar for the bacon, but I didn't really mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Anywho. It's still a barbecue pizza.
Mm-hmm. Was it good?
But it was okay. They actually didn't add enough barbecue sauce. I should have asked for more, but I was scared they were going to put too much barbecue
drown it
on there.
Yeah. It's barbecue's a little bit tricky like that, because it's hard to put too much marinara. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was almost like the pizza got caramelized. That was kind of good, but I kind of wanted a bit more of that sauce.
Yeah.
A little bit more of that sauce play. The chicken was weirdly better than usual this time. It was actually like chewy and pull apart.
Hmm. I don't really ever get chicken unless it's like, I don't use chicken. I don't put chicken on a lot of pizzas.
I see. The funny thing is, I do chicken a lot.
Really? I was thinking about putting chicken on one of my pizzas tonight, but
I like a cooked chicken. That's just me.
Yeah, yeah.
What else? And then I had the specialty chicken bites. I guess I was feeling chicken that week.
You're chicken boy.
I'm a bit of a chicken. People have told me in the past I'm a coward. Mm-hmm. My father won't talk to me anymore. Yeah, there was Lexi Star. I miss her. Let's see. I got the tomato bacon one.
Oh, nice.
And it was pretty good.
I like those.
Mine's pretty bland. This is more of a follow-up of stuff we've reviewed in the past and enjoyed. I just want to say I enjoyed both still, but they were not perfect. I did not order at particularly like well-known Domino's peak hours. I kind of ordered it maybe at like 10:30
hey,
in the morning.
Hey, real Domino's hour, two up.
I think that's more of the interesting part, is I did order at 10:30 and picked it up at 11, which I didn't even know Domino's was open that early. But
oh, they're. Oh, wait, 11 in the morning? I thought you meant at night.
No, 11 in the morning.
Oh, Christ.
I had been up till 3 studying for my final exam.
Mm-hmm.
I took the exam at 8 and I got out at 9 and I was so hungry I had to get a lot of food and then I splurged. And then I went and ordered food. I do splurge a lot. Yeah.
She splurged me. Okay, well, so
speaking of splurge, I feel like I need to spend a lot of money on all the dumb shit, Alan. What can I spend my money on?
Well, you know what? Some really fucking dumb shit is Pizza Hut's new swag line.
Ugh.
It is so they have Hut swag, which is a variety of things. Like $50 pizza leggings, sunglasses with pizza lenses, a shirt that says "My Pizza, My Life," and then there's a hat that says "Take Your Toppings Off," which is crazy because it doesn't even make sense in the context of a pizza, because why would you ever take toppings off of a pizza?
Yeah, exactly.
Which is like, what does that mean? And then obviously it's like, take your top off. Gah.
When I saw this, Alan, I was worried people were gonna think I'm just conservative in my pizza values. You know what I mean? It's kind of my thing. I got worried that I would be interpreted as somebody who just doesn't get the kids, you know?
Yeah.
Who's a little stodgy, a little old-fashioned, but I feel like the overall response this thing has gotten from the fucking world is indifference and or hatred.
Yeah.
Or confusion.
Now, hold on, Russ. I'm looking at this Grub Street article right here, and there's one comment on it that I think is might be worth reading. It's from David Hoffman 5, who says, "People are misinterpreting the phrase. It is for people like my mother, who will take the toppings off a pizza, eat them, leaving only the crust. It is saying that this behavior, which drives some pizza aficionados crazy, is acceptable. Almost every pizza place in the USA has had at least one call in order for a pizza with no crust." Yes.
Can you leave a comment and have this man on the show?
Yes, toppings cooked in a bowl, perhaps. Remember the people who wanted, remember the people who wanted burgers with no buns, so the burger wrapped in lettuce leaves was created? Some places will now serve cooked pizza toppings in a bowl. The fans of charred crust pizza are driven absolutely livid by this form of eating pizza. The people who debate the finer points of crusts are bewildered by this behavior. Pizza Hut is saying it is okay to eat this way.
Oh, Pizza Hut.
I think that's even worse than the sort of kind of sexist hat.
That's terrible.
If that's really what they're implying, that, man, it's cool to just eat pizza toppings in a bowl because fuck cheese and fuck crust, that's even crazier.
Like, actually, the federal booby inspectors is just kind of a way of saying, like, hey, you got to get your breast exam, you know, for breast cancer. It's a big deal. And just federal booby inspectors.
Actually, these mud flaps on the back of my truck are artistic in a way.
Yeah, it's just letting women know, hey, you're respected on the road just as much as us men. That's another novelty t-shirt. Hey, big dogs are actually funny.
Hey, this thing about if you can't play with the big dog, stay off the porch, is actually about the importance of staying in your lane.
Actually, God. They're saying that anybody can be a big dog if you believe in it.
They're saying that being a big dog is more of a state of mind. There's no big dog gatekeeping culture, you guys.
Do you think big dog killed the dog to become?
Yeah, big dog killed the dog to become big dog, and then Lyndon B. Dog gave him a dog medal.
Lyndon B. Dogson. Oh God, let me look up Metal Gear Solid Big Dog.
God,
let's see if this happened.
While you're doing that, this gingerbread house made of pizza is a Christmas miracle. So somebody on, what is this, the Thrillist, I don't know what the fuck that is. It's just a gingerbread house made of pizza. It's got like a little nice walkway made of black olives. The roof is covered in pepperonis. They've got green pepper gutters, mushrooms as bushes out front. It doesn't actually look very good. I was expecting a lot more. I'd eat it, I guess. But like, this is from 17 Magazine. This is kind of shitty. I guess it looks better than a gingerbread house, because gingerbread houses are kind of, like, fucked up.
Yeah. Gingerbread houses are, like, you're not supposed to eat them.
No, I think it's actually,
I don't
like
gingerbread.
No, gingerbread I actually like. I like gingerbread men. I like eating gingerbread men, because it's kind of like vor. It's kind of like Guro and vor, because you can tear their limbs off and eat them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Man.
And then last story, a New York pizza shop owner pleads...
Alan, when you eat gummy worms, do you go for the ass or the head first?
In a worm, it's kind of hard to tell, but typically I go for the ass first, so that way the worm can suffer while I'm eating it from the ass.
Isn't there a thing where their ass and their head are like the same thing?
That's what Ray Sremmerd said. ass, head, same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. Well, that's what most people tell me, that my ass looks a lot like my head, so.
Mm-hmm.
And both are bad.
Hey, speaking of a real ass head, or butt head, New York Pizza...
Are you going to talk about me?
No, you are one. But New York pizza shop owner pleads guilty to recruiting for ISIS.
I didn't... The dark side, the fucking dark underbelly of pizza places reveals itself. 31-year-old
owner of a pizza shop in Rochester, one of the first, very first Americans to ever be accused of recruiting for ISIS, pleaded guilty. Elf G was ultimately caught up in plotting to send two men to Syria where they were to meet up with ISIS. One of the men was actually an informant for the federal booby inspectors. FBI.
Hey, I just found... You know what I just found, Ellen?
Mm-hmm. What?
My new... What, the ending for the reboot of my reboot of Do the Right Thing.
Oh, damn.
Sal the whole time has been fucking working with ISIS. And Mookie isn't fighting against, you know, the innate racism of this one pizza place. You know, the quiet, subtle, but still awful racism of this pizza place and the death of Radio Raheem. He's actually fighting ISIS and uniting us all against ISIS.
I'm very into this. he throws a trash can at ISIS.
Radio Raheem's like, there are two things, love and hate, and both of them work together to end ISIS.
Thanks. Thank you.
Samuel Jackson's like, hey, you gotta keep cool, but we also gotta keep hot. And then he puts on some Kobe teeth, and he's just singing. He's just singing away about how great America is. Damn, this remake's gonna be so much better than the original. Think about it.
Don't Seems pretty good. It. Yeah, so. here's $700,000. Make this a reality.
Also, John Turturro is just gonna play the same character he does in Transformers 1, 2, and 3, not 4.
Though I've the not horny scientist far, so. Man.
He wasn't a scientist. He was a federal booby inspector.
Oh, he was a federal booby inspector.
Anyway, where are we?
Oh yeah. Oh, Sonic news, views, reviews, news, and tudes. News,
reviews, and tudes.
Yes. Big news in the world of Smash Bros. This week. So they added Tails and Knuckles Mii outfits to Smash. Mm-hmm. So you can play as Tails with a gun or just like Knuckles.
Tails with a gun. Tails what with we a always gun. Wanted. I wish they had a photorealistic gun, though.
I wish it was a photorealistic gun, and when it shot people, then photorealistic blood came out. And then your game saves were corrupted. And it said creepypasta.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I kind of want to make Tails with a gun fight Bayonetta now.
Yes.
So Bayonetta can dom Tails.
I'm really excited for Bayonetta, by the way. Because I could finally have Bayonetta dom Wario, which is kind of like, you know.
It's kind of your whole thing.
Just think about it. Yeah.
I'm thinking about it a lot.
It's basically just going to live out my fan fiction in Smash Bros. Now.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Good shit.
Yeah.
Good shit.
So that's pretty much the only Sonic news this week. Now, Sonic Boom Episode 37, Next Top Villain, is what we watched.
We need to go through this one quick.
Yeah. Man, was it bad.
Dave the intern, I feel like everybody in the writing room, the two assholes in the writing room, I'm assuming there's only two, love this fucking character.
I don't get him.
And the voice actor walks in and he says, hey guys, I need some stuff for my voice acting reel. They're like, yeah, we'll shove some shit in here for you. So this episode is fan service for a character that's not good or funny. It's kind of a boring stereotype.
I mean, none of the characters are very good or funny. And he's, they're all kind of boring stereotypes.
The whiny voice teen, what's his name from The Simpsons? What's the name?
Wait, which teen?
You know, like, I don't know what his name is.
He's kind of like a comic book guy.
He's not like comic, you know, the guy who, like, is always the low-paid worker. Jerry Friedman. Oh, the squeaky voice teen.
Squeaky voice teen. Okay, he's squeaky voice teen.
Can't believe this guy has a fucking name. That's what happens when you're on TV for 28 years long.
I mean, I guess.
What if Sonic Boom just keeps around long enough and becomes the next Simpsons?
I mean, it's possible. Weren't the first few seasons or so of The Simpsons kind of just fucked up and bad?
The first one is kind of fucked up and bad. The second one is actually good.
Oh, damn. So do you think eventually we're going to get to, like, Amy versus the monorail or something like that?
Yeah, Conan O'Brien will be riding for Sonic Boom. You heard it here first, folks. They're going to fire all these friggin' Sonic Boom fucks. They're going to fire them all and replace them with all Harvard riders.
Mm-hmm.
David Schwartzwelder is going to come on. The who's who of the original Simpsons writer is going to save Sonic the Hedgehog.
I've never actually seen a full episode of The Simpsons, so I have no idea.
Shit, really? Oh yeah,
I've seen most. That. I think I've seen most of Marge versus the Monorail. and maybe most of that one episode where one of Marge's sisters marries the actor man.
Troy McClure?
Yeah, the guy who like fucks fish or something.
Yeah, Phil Hartman is Troy McClure. Yeah, it's a great episode.
I think I've seen most of that episode, or maybe all of that one. Maybe?
You heard fish fucking and you came.
Yeah, done. You came. I passed out.
And then you watched the episode. Uh-huh. You fell asleep halfway through. Like, pretty good.
Yep. That was enough for me. I'm done.
Yeah, anyway, this episode stunk. Let's keep moving. It was just bad. I can't...
Well, hold on. We had to say something. He was like a... He's
Why
walking around
on
like a cardboard
helmet. Why
didn't
we have
to say? He had Eggman in like a laser cage at some point.
Dave the intern. What do we have to say about him anymore?
Eggman called him a dingus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There was a Steve Brule reference, I guess. I don't know. He called everybody dinguses.
I mean, I guess.
I don't know.
I don't get it.
We should tweet at the Sonic Boom guy and ask if it was a ding. That was a Steve Brule reference.
No, I don't. We should never talk to those people. We should get them on the show.
I want
them
to listen to our podcast so they can feel bad for what they've done.
I want them to listen to every episode of this so they can see how much the pain they've.
Look at me. Oh man, look at my sad quest. I'm posting on the internet about trying to get a girlfriend.
God. You know what? Maybe this toot of the week. Maybe this will be your girlfriend.
Maybe this could be my new girlfriend. Let's see.
So don't click the link yet. I'm gonna give you the name, Blaine Youngblood.
Blaine Youngblood.
What do you think she looks like?
Sounds like somebody who's in NXT right now, but isn't gonna make it up to the WWE.
Damn. I thought you for a second when you said NXT, I thought you meant INXS, the band from Australia.
Yes. Hey, they had a reality competition.
Yeah, Rockstar NXS, I know. I watched it.
Yeah, okay. You did.
Yeah, I watched that, and I think I watched that and Rockstar Supernova.
Hey, I saw you standing there, two worlds colliding. What was that next lyric after that?
I'm
not good with lyrics. You'll never
I can't I always forget what songs INXS did. Wasn't it like
Dancing on the Getty
or Jenny? Something like you're my best friend. That one?
That's Queen, you fuck.
Oh, that is Queen. You're right. Fuck. Who does? What's that one? I don't know.
Freddy's rolling in his grave.
Freddy's good,
God,
though.
God damn it.
What the hell did NXS do? God damn it,
Freddie Mercury's favorite pizza was, by the way.
I think he probably was a pineapple guy.
Yeah.
I think so, right? I think, yeah. I feel like mushrooms too.
I'm in love with my Cal instead of Car. It's about how much they love calzones. Think about it. Anyway, tell me more about this Blaine character.
Well, what do you think she looks like? You said...
Blaine!
You said some sort of like NXS band member.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I said.
Sure. She has black hair with a sort of like swoopy bang kind of hanging down that's light blue, and she is a hedgehog, and she's kind of wearing like a sort of like a long sleeve shirt with like two bra straps exposed because her shoulders aren't covered, and she has a big rack.
Whoa, click on the link. Dang. Okay.
So her
Dan
name is
Bane Your Bobbies.
Yeah, damn Dan Bane Your Bobbies. her name is Blaine Youngblood. She is 18. She was born on 420XXX.
Hitler's birthday, as we all know.
Hitler's birthday, the weed day.
The weed day.
Backstory.
420-2069.
Bane, do you think she's from the Marvel 2099 universe?
That's no, the Marvel 69 universe, you don't want to go there.
I do want to go there, actually. Bane was only 10, having lived a happy life with her mother and father. It was a very happy family, as Bane had recalled, which was broken by raging flames. The house,
you know me.
The home that her and her parents live was burned down while her parents tossed her out of one of their windows. The reason was that the door of the bedroom was heated extremely. She was the only hedgehog that lived from the burning house, being carried to the hospital while watching their home burn down. She stayed in hospital for 3 years before she could go to school and live on. She had no home or family. She took classes, but she never had friends to chat with. She would buy her own lunch from outside school and eat outside building. Blaine stopped living in the middle school and lived in the high school. She was treated with same respect from teachers, but she sometimes cried over her parents' losses when someone said anything bad about her parents. However, in high school, she heard a lot about Ribo and Demodian, but the first person she met was Venus. She worked hours at
the Demodian? What the fuck?
I don't know. So here's the thing. She works at a maid cafe run by Venus.
The goddess of beauty?
The goddess of beauty, I suppose. We know the devil character. She's pretty much the shy crybaby. However, she is very cheery and always wears a bright smile on her face. But due to her young years in school, people used to bully her, mostly female since they thought they were better than her. However, even through tough times and many tears shredding, she comes out with a smile on her face.
Hey, she lives in a forest. You know what Tony Hawk did?
Shredding tears.
He shred tears. You know what? He's been stronger because of it.
She likes all flowers. She enjoys sunny days, wearing dresses, and even reading on her alone time. Dislikes anything scary to her she doesn't like, and the fact that she is a crybaby make her feel self-aware around herself. She doesn't like people getting hurt. She sounds kind of like a Fluttershy.
Can I be honest, Alan?
Yeah.
I think this might be our worst character to date.
Well, hold on.
She can't kill anybody or shoot a fucking gun.
Okay, well, you know what? Scroll down past all these pictures and let me see Ackless, Insane Bane.
Ackless?
Ackless, Insane Bane.
Okay, so your naming scheme, where does this come from?
Ackless, you know, Ackless.
Well, what's my insane? What's Insane Russ?
It's
Ackless. Bulgrad.
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 Crazy
insane. I kill people.
She's standing, she's pretty much the same, except her hair looks a little bit darker, and she's wearing a mini skirt. And she's sitting in front of, like, a black and red background with the word Suki written over and over again. I don't know what that means. A crazy and insane. Unlike Amy, Bane will follow males. She believes she is in love. And if they deny her, she became slightly insane and want to keep their head as love memory, or something along those lines. You know, just something like that.
She wants to make love. And make the memory. She wants to fuck that dead skull. It's fucked up.
Once lonely, you have to want someone by your side. So Bane took it to a new step with keeping pieces of one she loved and making candy of them?
Candy of them? Is that... Wait, she's eating candied eyeballs in this picture.
She is. Insane Bane. In all
also,
that is
her
insane.
Hand is kind of falling apart art-wise, but...
It's kind of crazy, and I think she has more than 5 fingers in that one picture. Like, I don't... Yeah, she does, actually, I think. Insane Bane teams up with Insane Amy when Insane Amy wants to play a little game of hide-and-seek. Insane Bane would join the fun because she let the female she didn't kill to run and try to hide. Normally, Insane Bane and Insane Amy win this game together. Insane Amy is like a murder friend to Insane Bane, so they have fun killing people who gets in the way. One of her love interests was Shadow. He isn't dead. But after news of murders spread away, Sonic and the gang, besides Amy, had seemed to disappear. She has a crush on Shadow. She had murdered over 10 females to try and make Shadow her own. Sadly, the media found out about the disappearances and finding the bodies. Author's note, I would so vanish if I had some insane person try to love me and was murdering any other person who loved me. Frowny face. Bane, the one that is sweet and kind, lives a never-ending dream of being alone. In this dream, that makes her aware of life in the real world. She is playing a sad melody on a piano that is in front of a ballroom. As she plays Black Figures dance without knowledge of her being there, and even when she tried to speak, no sound could be heard.
Damn.
And look at these pictures of Insane Bane. She's covered in blood.
Oh, shit. That is definitely not the MS Paint spray tool.
Nope. Look at this humanoid version of Ackless, a.k.a. Insane Bane. She's holding a cake.
Oh, shit. She wants to fuck that cake.
Yes. Now look. Now scroll up to normal Bane as a human. She's also holding a cake. It has cat ears.
God damn it.
She also wants to fuck the cake.
Ellen... You really turned it around on this one. This is the best fan character we've met since, what was the name? Nikki the Succubus?
Nicki Minaj, yeah.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj. God damn it. Fuck.
Yeah, Insane Bane is pretty good.
Insane Bane's pretty much killing it.
Now hold on.
There's Aklis, one cool, excuse there's us, one, Aklis.
Aklis, a.k.a. Insane Bane.
Just like me in my mad form. Balrog. Sorry.
The Balrog?
Yeah, I'm the Balrog. See, now, the thing is that I don't kill people who love you, but I will post shit about your favorite video game on Twitter.
That's true. You'll shame you for liking anime that you don't like.
You fucking piece of shit, you really
Love
like?
Love's bad, actually.
Love Live I'm is actually Balrog. Garbage. Balrog.
I'm Balrog, I hate it.
Where does that name come from?
I don't know. Rage the Hedgehog commented, can you add Rage to Bane's friend list? I know they would get along well. I mean, Rage is typically very outgoing and loud, but he tones it down when he knows to.
Do you think I'd be friends with Rage?
You might be friends with Rage, you might be friends with Bane, but probably not Aklis.
No, Aklis wouldn't like me.
No, but you'd probably be friends with Bane.
Oh, man.
Rage. I love how they just drew these giant boobs on this hedgehog.
Hey, listen, when you become emotionally emotionally unstable, you draw the big boobs, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean,
the
I guess.
The big flappers.
This theme is Hello Honey Thief.
I love that this author's the author note that's like, hey, she's even a little too crazy for me.
She's kind of
I'm messed up. I'm wild.
I can't believe I came up with something this wild. This is insane. Whoa.
She's just like, she just doesn't know. Like, what if Aklis became real and tried to kill her? That's like a fucking good screenplay.
What if it was like Slender Man?
What if Mookie from Do the Right Thing created him?
What if Mookie from Do the Right Thing threw a trash can through Aklis' window?
Aklis was working with ISIS to create the perfect pizza weapon?
To throw on Hell Homer? The perfect pizza to throw on Hell Homer?
Hell Homer, what happened? What happened? Oh, boy.
If somebody threw a pizza on me, I'd catch it in my mouth.
I
don't know what the hell he was doing.
Do you think that somebody, the person who threw the pizza, wanted that hot Ellen, he had one of his tweets featured on
Ellen?
Yeah,
Grocery Turtle, I get it.
Yeah, Grocery Turtle. I never really got the joke. Didn't think it was particularly funny. It was definitely
it was out there.
What's the worst tweet? What was the worst person I followed on Twitter?
Dildo Hitler.
I never followed Dildo Hitler. There was a guy named Spurgers, because the at sign...
Yeah, I get
it. It was at Spurgers. He was not a good person in the long run. I think he was actually bad. I don't remember.
I think most weird Twitter people were bad, actually, in the long run.
Including me. I tried so hard, man.
You did try so hard and I tried got so far, but in the end, it doesn't really matter.
It really did not matter. Yeah. Wait a minute. Linkin Park actually was writing something socially relevant. They were writing about weird Twitter all along.
Yeah, that's like why they mentioned crumping in Bruce Willis and a Pug or whatever the fuck.
Breakdancing cops,
two joints, we get it.
We're alienating everybody with these weird Twitter references. Guys, I lived weird Twitter so hard, 2012. Don't sleep on that. Oh,
goddamn weird
Johnny
Twitter.
Johnny Wags. Let's have Johnny Wags in the show and just have him tell tales
about how bad weird Twitter is.
About how bad it was. But you're so hungry.
You're just one of the pieces of that fame.
You're fucking children. You're fucking children, and now look at me. Making a Sonic the Hedgehog pizza podcast.
Oh, but at least we know. At least we're just doing what our hearts tell us. And you know what?
That's important.
I've got some nice heart to hearts from our fans.
Oh yeah, you know it.
So Sully on Twitter asked, at SullyKWP asked, which Sonic characters like pineapple and pizza, and which ones have good opinions?
All of them except Eggman. Eggman does not like pineapple on pizza.
Yeah, sorry.
He's a fucking criminal.
Eggman's a fucking bigot.
Yeah.
Eggman's like, I only eat eggs on pizza.
Have you ever had egg on pizza before?
No, but Sam keeps on telling me it's really good.
It's pretty good.
I love egg on a burger. Egg on a burger is the top.
Who was it? Somebody, a friend of the show, even though I only talked to him about once or twice a year on Twitter, Art, a friend of mine named Art. Well, you remember Art. He was a JPEG guy.
So Santana?
Yeah, Ground Control.
Yeah, Santana Smooth. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but that was his last... Oh, shut up, his whole second grade class. Anyway, he told me he had a slice of pizza that was like a mashed potato pizza with like gravy. It was a vegan poutine. Pizza, but it was like vegan gravy as the sauce.
Yeah.
And then potato pieces and vegan cheese. Yeah, it'd probably be pretty good even if it was vegan or not vegan. I'd like to try it.
I don't really know how vegan cheese works out. We need to have Lenore back on to actually explain what the fuck is on the vegan pizza. We should ask
Lenore herself about that pizza. That sounds like something that'd be up her alley.
Maybe? That does sound like, it sounds like a very British pizza that is just a bunch of potatoes and gravy.
Wait, I guess it's just a pasty. It's an open pasty.
Basically, isn't it?
It's just an open-faced pasty. Fuck.
Open-faced pasty sounds erotic. That's how
the British are getting into their fucking... First with this Harry Potter bullshit, now this.
Ugh, I hear J.K. Rowling said that the characters were always eating open-faced pasties the entire
just
time.
Just Kidding Rowling. What do you think about Just Kidding Simmons versus Just Kidding Rowling?
I hate Just Kidding Simmons because he played J. Jonah Jameson.
We know how much you hate.
I hate J. Jonah Jameson.
Do you think ever Jessica Jones and J. Jonah Jameson hang out?
I think they fuck at one point.
Well, I would mean, you know, she's a liberated young woman.
Uh-huh.
You know, J. Jonah Jameson.
I heard that he was actually Jimmy jerking Olsen. Off in the closet while she was having sex with Luke Cage.
That'd be pretty good.
That would be pretty cool.
That would be pretty good comic.
He's actually called Power Man because he's just cucking everybody all the time.
Wait, is that what the original Strange Fantasies was, or was it Amazing Fantasies?
I think you're thinking of Amazing Fantasies, whatever.
Yeah, were they just all bizarre sexual fetishes of
definitely
Kirby and Stan Lee?
Yeah, I definitely know when it comes to Jack Kirby, the New Gods were definitely all about bizarre
sexual fantasies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were using the cosmic power. What is it called again? The infinite cosmic, the power cosmic. Oh my god, how am I messing
up? Are you talking about Marvel or DC? I was talking about New Gods from DC.
Oh yeah, New Gods is DC. What was the New Gods equivalent in Marvel again? Thanos' crew. What's that power... weird Justice League ripoff? The Supreme?
What exactly are the equivalent are you talking about?
There's a Justice League equivalent, and then there's a New Gods equivalent.
I don't know what the New Gods equivalent
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I forgot. Who cares? Fuck this. Ego the Living Planet fucking Galactus. Haha, let's laugh at that one more time.
Haha, remember that time?
It's still pretty funny, actually.
That is still pretty funny, actually. Imagine him reshaping, like creating like an ass out of like mountain ranges on the back of his planet.
Yeah.
For him to fuck. Yeah. Imagine him fucking and then getting his dick burnt by the Living core. Planet's molten core.
The magma core.
Okay. Yeah.
Good shit. Still funny.
It's pretty funny. What happened when a planet gets pregnant? What happens? Mpreg. Ppreg. Planet pregnancy.
Planet break. Yeah.
He gives birth to a moon, I guess it's it. Okay, anyway, Lenore asked, would Sonic try pizza-flavored lube if it existed?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he had pizza-flavored lube, would it just be, like, food lube, or what?
Yeah, technically it would just be garlic butter dip.
It'd just be garlic butter dip or marinara, and yeah. He would just be pouring it all over his dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, or that's like somebody else's genitals. Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't think too hard about it.
Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, now Alerchin asked, how does each Sonic character refer to boobs?
Okay, let's go from the top. Sonic, he calls them...
boobs. I think he calls them boobs.
Yeah, boobs, yeah. Tails?
Tails probably calls them something like a child would say.
So, bobbers?
Like, bobbers.
Yeah, bobbers. Knuckles would call them
tits.
Jolly bags. Oh.
I think he would be more crude. No, that's something Shadow would do.
What do you think King K. Rool would call them? Jolly bags, because he's a pirate man.
Yeah.
And he's a terrible character, because he's rare.
He punches him, because he's... Remember the time he was boxing? In Donkey Kong Country, where he had to box him?
64.
Yeah.
64. Okay, let's see. Shadow? Shadow would call them, like...
tits.
Female. Mad. Female seduction tools. Maybe, like, MRA.
He'd call them, like, milk bags.
Yeah, milk bags. He'd call them gay children. He'd call them, like, game ruiners, and that the only place they should be in his DOA Extreme 3 volleyball. Yes, yeah. Implying that Shadow's a MRA. Big
He's mad about the SJWs taking away his DOA game.
Yeah.
It's like, I have to jack off of those tan lines.
I can't believe Undertale got voted number one. It should have been Sonic Adventure 2. Honestly, I agree with that, though. Fucking,
it should have been Sonic Adventure 2. Undertale's pretty good, though.
But the reason they call it Undertale is because it should be buried underneath the earth.
I thought it was because underneath Sonic's tail is his butthole.
Yeah, it's true. That's one of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm. Amy.
Espio.
Espio doesn't say boobs. He just blushes.
He's a nice guy. He's a nice young man.
He's a sweet boy.
He's a sweet boy. Unlike us.
Vector.
Vector would call him Chili Boobs because he's a big fan of the show.
He's a big fan of the show. That's why he's always listening to those headphones.
Yeah. Wait, really? That's so nice of him.
Yeah, that's really nice of him. What about Charmy?
Charmy, technically, if Charmy has a stinger, that makes him a female already, so he probably just calls them.
No, drones have stingers too, don't they?
I don't know.
You should know. Your dad's a fucking bug doctor.
I'll go ask my dad.
Dad, does Charmy...
Daddy!
Dad, what about these? I said
it like a British man. Came over here and threw a newspaper at me. And then unfurled it. It says, I won the big award.
Wow.
Wow, it's this big award for great podcasting.
Yay. Speaking of great, what about one more
Bark
great...
the Polar Bear?
Bark the Polar Bear. He says chili boob, but he means chili like as in cold.
What about Knack the Weasel?
Knack the Weasel says titties.
What do you think about, what's the duck doctor's name again?
Dr. Quack, he says breasts. It's very clinical.
Now what about Scourge the Hedgehog?
He says tits.
What does Zonic call them? He calls them ass because in their universe, asses are tits and tits are
ass. Because, you know, in our universe, really, tits are fake ass.
Yeah, of course.
But in the Zonic universe, it's the other way around because everybody's oriented 90 degrees.
Wait, does that mean Zonic poops out of his chest?
No, I'm just saying that's the first thing people saw because they're all standing at weird angles.
But does the poop go down the other 90 degrees? Or?
I don't know how gravity works in this universe, Russ. I think it still falls straight down.
I think that's what you should write your master's thesis on.
About gravity in the Zonic Zonic zones.
Who's that one fucking guy who did the paper on My Little Pony and got like 1,000 hits on YouTube or a billion hits on YouTube?
Oh, you mean the PBS ID, man?
Not the PBS ID. Wait, is that... What if that's where he got his start?
He wrote a fucking paper about, like, actually, My Little Pony's about cultural Marxism.
You remember when My Little Pony, at that weird moment in time before bronies became sad, and was just kind of something that was kind of funny and weird?
Mm-hmm.
And there was the YouTube video about, like, how fast Rainbow Dash...
Oh, I remember that fucking bullshit. He's like, if she break the speed of sound, she had to be going...
Is that the PBS idea, man? Is that where he got his big
it
break? Might have
been. It was just some nerdy white guy.
He's pre-beard, and PBS came up to him and said, we got you, bro. We're going to take you to the next level. God, oh, man. We're all minions.
We're all minions.
Sonic Boom. Wait, what's that? The Rain Boom. The Sonic Rain Boom to the fucking We're All Minions. To the Long Con, sucking money out of our government.
The Long
pockets.
Dom.
Is there such thing as the Long Con and the Long Dom?
I think there is a long dom.
What about a long dong? Is there such thing as that?
Well, not in your case, Russ.
Thank you. I passed you the big dunk and you landed on my fucking head.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking
of dunk, here's a slam dunk of a question from Alerchin again. What Sonic characters would kill Baby Hitler?
Dunkaroo?
What Sonic characters would kill Baby Hitler?
Shadow, Sonic, Knuckles, Tails, Espio, everybody but Eggman.
Everybody but Eggman. I don't think Cream could do it.
Cream could do it.
I don't think Cream could do it. I think her mom could do it. But I don't think Cream would pull the trigger.
Just because you like the mom.
I do like... You mean Vanilla?
I do like Vanilla the Rabbit.
See, that's a big... I'm torn between here because I love moms, but I hate Vanilla. Not kinky enough.
Hey, man. Wait, do you like vanilla ice cream but get pissed off that it's called...
I hate it. It's too plain.
You really don't like vanilla ice cream, huh?
Vanilla ice cream's okay, but like I prefer strawberry or something.
What about on top of a brownie?
Oh, on top of a brownie's good.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
Hey,
that's still
Alan says, you know, when Alan's like, hey, baby, let's stop with the vanilla and let's put a brownie in there. Poops his pants.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what Alan does. That's exactly him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, And that's been exactly the end of the show. It's a big jazz boy because he loves scat.
Mm-hmm.
My mom listened to this once and was profoundly upset. I'm starting to understand. Well, I always understood why.
Why don't you get her to listen to this one? She'll probably like it.
Yeah, she'll probably like it. I'll bet she'll love all the Marvel chat.
She loves... She's a big fan of Luke Cage.
I don't know Power if Man. My mom's a fan of the new gods, though, and she'll get mad at us.
Yeah, I don't know.
Actually, isn't the new gods... Isn't the equivalent technically Thor? Didn't he go to DC?
And
he used the new gods as his new platform for, like, Thor-like characters. Not necessarily Thor.
Oh, no, I think you're actually right. I think it is, like, Thor-like characters or something like that, isn't it?
Well... The last person listening, thanks for joining us. Sorry, I just kicked you off. But finally understanding the new gods. Anyway, I've never
even remember that one song, New God Flow off Cruel Summer. What if that was about the new gods?
I've never heard that song.
Oh,
did Jack Kirby write it? Is it in the Marvel canon?
It probably is. I believe there's got to be.
Well, DC. I don't read DC. I wouldn't know.
Oh, you mean the Distinguished Competition?
Yeah. Anyway,
Marvel.
This has been Hogcast Speedy Delivery, the number one independent Sonic Pizza podcast on the planet. I'm on Twitter, PissGoblin, Alan.
I'm at ActionAlan on Twitter, and the show is at HogcastSD on Twitter. We need to start updating that a little bit more, I think. Yeah.
Be sure to share this podcast with somebody, or leave a 5-star review, rate and subscribe on iTunes.
Share it with your mom.
Share it with somebody at this
point.
Share
with your family on this Christmas season.
If you run some sort of forum or some sort of blog, just sticky that on the top.
Put it on Tumblr. Make sure that
somebody sees. Yeah, put it on our Tumblr.
Hey, you're too busy calling out that bone stealing person. Why don't you link to our show in the bone stealing call out posts?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I got arrested for stealing bones once. It was just a bunch of chicken bones from boneless wings.
You were stealing. Oh man, remember when everybody got into Bone again for a week because of the woman stealing bones? They're like, who wants to talk about the red dragon?
I never read Bone because it looked too horny.
Made you too horny. It's actually an endearing and charming adventure.
They look stupid. Are they supposed to be skeletons or what?
No, they're not skeletons.
They were white. They were called Bone.
I thought you liked skeletons.
I do like skeletons, but I'm like, what the fuck is this? These are poorly drawn skeletons. I thought they were supposed to be skeletons because they were white and they had like black eyes and stuff. And it was called Bone.
Did you see Spider-Man? And you went, "That's a poorly drawn spider."
Make up your mind. What was it supposed to be? Are you saying that the Bone people are half skeleton?
No, they're fucking Bone people. I don't know. They're not, but they're not skeletons.
They are Bone people.
Oh man. Well. Did you get mad when you found out that the Inhumans don't live inside of humans? They're not the inside humans?
No, the Inhumans were okay because there was a cool, dumb-looking dog.
you do like that Black Bolt.
I love Black Bolt because Black Bolt's cool because he kind of has, like, voice denial. Because, like, he's kind of, like, in a constant state of, like, edging.
Yeah,
that's with his voice because if he talks, then...
Is edging, like, vaguing in any way?
No. Are we just talking about Robin again?
Wait.
She talks about vaguing a lot.
I thought vaguing was just an Irish thing, the equivalent of a subtweet in Ireland.
I think it is.
Kind of like a flat in an apartment.
I don't know. I think it might just be something only Robin says, but I don't know because she's kind of the only Irish person.
Once again, that's all you know about Irish culture.
Yeah, I just assume they all just like playing these weird games and like with anime boys in them.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I want to fuck Fallout characters.
Speaking of Fallout, we really need to fucking end this shit.
We need to fucking Fallout boy out of here. Hey, this ain't a scene. This is a goddamn arms race.
Like war, this podcast never changes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, live and learn.
Live and learn.